Duddy did a little dance of impatience.
Use the ram as a ladder! Quick! Quick!
Marielle weighed up the cracked and splintered gates.
No! There's twice as many of us now. Let's see what we can do against these gates. Right, Tarquin?
All pause now! Every train jack of you, grab the ram! One! Two! Hop!
The hare roared out in his best parade ground voice. Rank upon rank of willing paws gripped the battering ram, lifting it high above their heads with a rush of strength and energy. Tarquin shouted out commands from the front.
Righto, chaps! Back up! Back, back, back! A bit more! Come on, you lot on the end! Stop bunching together and back up! We need a good long run to gain momentum, what? That's it, Ladybuck! Back, back! Ah, that's more like it! Halt!
Marielle stood with Dandan and Duddy at the front of the ram, gazing down the long run toward the gates. Tarquin joined them, throwing his shoulder under the log and lifting it high.
Listen up now, chaps. When I give the word, all together, fast as you can. Ready? Charge!
Dust pounded and flew from under the thundering paws, eyes wide and mouths agape, screaming and yelling blood-curdling cries. The army of rammers with the log, swaying madly above their heads, tore onward to the gates in one single mad rush. Whack-a-boom! There was no sound of splintering timber, just a tremendous whoomp. Door, timbers, locks, bars and bolts, even the two impressive stone gateposts, were knocked flat as if hit by a thunderbolt. Carried on in the momentum of the heroic charge, the rammers clattered across the fallen gates and over the courtyard, the battering ram still held high. Swept on in the rush with the blood singing through his eardrums like a high-pitched siren, Duddy Quill yelled aloud. The battering ram hit the rear of the sea rat hordes, scattering them like ninepins. Over the clamour of battle, Joseph laughed in relief. The reinforcements had arrived in a spectacular manner. Riptongue knew the tide had turned. He strove madly to group a fighting force about him, but the sea rats ignored his cries, each fighting with the strength of despair. The sea rat captain whirled his curved sword with long-borne expertise, taking out a vole and a field mouse, only to find himself confronted by Dandan. The blade of Martin the warrior flashed in the young mouse's paws as he closed into attack. Riptongue parried, frantically, backing to get creatures between himself and a cold-eyed sword mouse. The sea rat tried every move and trick he knew, but his assailant kept coming on, battering the curved corsair sword aside ferociously until he had Riptongue backed up to the wall. Above the clash of battle, Riptongue swung his sword high for a downward slash, screeching in Dandan's face.
You'll never take me alive!
Dandan slew him with a strong upward swing.
I don't want you alive, rat!
Hookfin saw that the battle was lost. He sneaked away before the total rout of all the sea rats, skirting the edges of the fray until he found the section of the back wall that the boulder had smashed through. Without a backward glance, he slipped out onto the hillside with a sigh of relief that died upon his lips. Sitting in front of him on a rock was the impassive vole, Tanloch. Hookfin froze. Drawing his long sword, Tanloch whetted it against the rock, speaking in a flat voice without even looking at Hookfin.
I've been waiting for you.
Back at the battle, Joseph found himself fighting for his life. A sea rat was choking him from behind as Grimtooth swung his cutlass in front. The bellmaker parried each thrust as he fought to shake off the rat, who clung behind him like a leech. Grimtooth slashed furiously, knowing the death of a leader might turn the tide of battle back in favour of the sea rats. He smiled grimly as the grey-haired mouse began to weaken and closed in for the kill.
Red Wall!
Marielle leaped off the back of a falling rat, swinging her gullwhacker. Grimtooth turned, catching the full force of the blow between his eyes. He dropped like a log. Duddy Quill took the strangler from behind with a rock from the wall debris. Tarquin fought his way through to them, a broken lance clutched in his paws.
One more good sally and they're finished, chaps! I tell you what!
He turned this way and that, bobbing up and down.
Where's me old boss got to? Any be seen Lord Ronblade?
Marielle struck off into the melee.
No, come on, let's find him!
They were joined by Dandan as they dodged around skirmishing groups. The steps up to Fort Bladegate were littered with dead sea rats. Durry picked his way between them, pointing with his dagger at the big oak door, which had been hacked almost to splinters and hung crazily on one hinge.
Ha! Bet your own blade did this with that great tree chopper of his!
Marielle strode past Durry into the building.
We'll see who gets Gabool!